I want to tell you about a podcast you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. The latest season of Understood Explains covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. As a parent myself of a child who's had an IEP since kindergarten, and he's now a 10th grader, I know how confusing, overwhelming, frustrating, sometimes daunting the whole process can be. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains called The Difference Between IEPs and 504 Plans. And what I love about it is how easily Juliana explains everything. She answers common questions that probably every parent or caregiver has. She dispels myths and is concise and to the point. To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. And there's a direct link in the show notes if you need it. You're listening to Make Some Noise, Minisode number 558. Welcome to Make Some Noise Podcast, your guide for strategies, tools, and insight to empower yourself. I'm your host, Andrea Owen, global speaker, entrepreneur, life coach since 2007, and author of 3 books that have been translated into 18 languages and are available in 22 countries. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a lesson that will help you maximize unshakable confidence, master resilience, and make some noise in your life. You ready? Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am bringing you a mini-sode that is a listener request. And like I mentioned in the podcast episode, I believe it was the one that just dropped a couple of days ago in the intro, if you listen to it, you may remember me complaining about biting the inside of your lip. When you bite the inside of your lip, when you're eating, and then it creates like a mouth wound slash sore, and then it's hard to talk. That's what I'm experiencing right now. Boy, those are tough. I know that there are egregious things happening in the world today. And when you are, when you make a living from talking and there's an obstacle, all I'm saying is that those of you who are struggling with this or have struggled with that in the past, I see you. I hear you. And I am currently struggling with that. So I'm going to do my best to not sound weird as it's hard for me to move my mouth. Nevertheless, before I bring you today's topic, I want to just remind you that if you are looking for support in your life and want me to possibly coach you around some topics that you're struggling with, head on over to AndreaOwen.com/links, and there you will find a link to my coaching page where you can read more about kind of how I do things. I also recorded a mini-sode a couple of weeks ago that I dropped where I talk in depth more about that. And there's also a button to apply if it's something that you are interested in. So AndreaOwen.com/links. All right. Again, so today's topic is from the listener survey that I put out early in 2023. And I know I've mentioned this survey many times because I've brought minisodes to you based on topics that from this listener survey, as well as brought topics where I've brought experts on and asked about that. If you want to bring a topic, I am going to be putting out another listener survey. You know, these are a little bit more in depth, and it helps me tremendously because this podcast is for you. Although sometimes I like to hear myself talk, it really is for you. So early in 2024, I'm going to be putting that out. So stay tuned. I will tell you where to go from the podcast, as well as if you're on my email list, you will receive it, a link to that. And I always do a giveaway when I do the listener surveys as a thank you. So be on the lookout for that. So this listener, it was a very simple, you know, what is this, 6 words. All they said was, the damage lying to yourself causes. And I thought to myself, well, damn, that is a beat drop. The damage lying to yourself causes. And so I thought, and you know, and if, I mean, I wish I had a little bit more context because I'm assuming that this person, I'm making an assumption, which I could be wrong. I'm assuming that this person has struggled in this area. And I also am assuming that we all know We all know, right? The damage lying to yourself causes. And maybe it's just as simple as it's not good. It's not great. So I'm going to start there. I think that where I like to start with these types of topics, maybe I don't start there, but I like to at least have it like sort of in the beginning stages if I'm teaching on it or just talking about it, is please, for the love of Pete, have enormous amounts of self-compassion. As you make your way through thinking about this, as you make your way trying to remedy from it, you know, not lie to yourself anymore, as you make your way through healing from things that have happened because you've lied to yourself. The more and more I walk into this work, the more I realize that beating myself up for decisions that I've made in the past, beliefs that I've held in the past, beliefs that I still have, decisions I still make, even when I know there is a better decision I could have done, beating myself up about it doesn't help. It makes things worse. As I have said 1,000 times and will say it 1,000 more times, no one beats themselves up into betterment. No one beats themselves up into more success, more love, more health, physical, mental, emotional health, none of it. It just makes it worse. And so the more, and some people think, well, if I am compassionate with myself, then that means I'm letting myself off the hook and I'm just going to throw in the towel and be a slacker. No. I know that every single one of you listening right now, we may have moments of slacking. I encourage it. It's called rest, aka rest. But when you grow up in this culture, any kind of rest is many times seen, you know, looked at as slacking. All of you listening are definitely not people who will stay there, who will get to a place of, okay, I'm gonna, you know, rest and have some compassion for myself, you know, forgive myself, know that I was doing the best that I could, and watch out, because then I'm never going to come out. I'm never going to want to better myself again. I'm never going to get back on the horse. I don't believe that for one hot second that any of you will have that in your future. We have to rest. We have to make time to let ourselves off the hook, to know that when we engage in behaviors that are not good for us, whether it's eating a bunch of junk food or it's skipping workouts, or it's when you know that you need to have a hard conversation but you keep procrastinating on it, when you aren't as productive as you want to be, there's a reason for it. And a lot of times it's like, in some way or another, we're just trying to get our needs met and we're like doing the best that we can. And we have to be kind to ourselves. I've been thinking a lot about reparenting, and this is such a big part of that, about having compassion. So I wanted to spend a few minutes on this before we really dive in. And that if you, you know, circling back to the topic, lying to yourself, I think anybody who can identify, and we all do it, every single one of us. So everybody who's listening, who's lied to yourself about something, please know it was a way of getting your needs met at the time. And you will probably still do it to some extent. All right, and I'll probably circle back to that as I talk about this. So the first question I want to ask is, when you find that you are lying to yourself, so this might be, you know, you stay in a job too long because you're like, well, it's a means to an end, when you know you could probably get a different job and be happier there. Or you staying in a relationship too long and you convince yourself like, oh, it's better that I stay for the kids. Oh, it's, you know, I don't want to start over. That's going to be too hard. And it's just logistically, it's too much of a hassle. And you can do this even if this is something that you've done in the past. And it's, you know, maybe you're out of the situation, but you're kind of still feeling like shit about it. or if you're currently in the situation where you've been mostly lying to yourself, ask yourself the question, what are you getting out of it? You're getting something out of it. And most likely, it's the comfort that you are in from not having to change, from not having to do something difficult, from not having to step out of your comfort zone in order to make the change. Sometimes taking action on whatever the thing is that we've been lying to ourselves about is going to be wildly confronting to our own fears, insecurities, day-to-day life, finances, like there in all the pie pieces of your life, the different areas of your life, it could be wildly confronting to all of those things. So what are you getting out of it? Heck, I think that's, you know, that's a pretty big deal, getting to avoid all that. You know, when I came to the realization that I should probably stop drinking, that I was 99% certain where I was headed if I continued down the path that I was going if I kept drinking. And I, for a while, lied to myself about that. Well, I could be the exception. I could be fine. I could probably live my life and moderate. If it progresses, maybe it's not that bad. I could probably quit whenever I want, but I don't feel like quitting right now. You know, lies, and more lies. What was I getting out of it? I got to keep drinking, which was serving a purpose at the time. It was allowing me to shove all my emotions down and run away from my uncomfortable life. My life is still uncomfortable. Everybody's is. I was getting a lot out of it. I was getting a lot out of lying to myself. And I think that that question can be answered really any time. But as I say all the time, you've got to get to that place where what you're getting out of it isn't enough anymore. Like believing the lie or, you know, negotiating the lie, justifying the lie isn't working anymore. When the pain of knowing that you're lying to yourself, the pain of like knowing that what's on the other side of the uncomfortable thing, that pain and discomfort is more, it trumps the gift you're getting from lying to yourself. That's when you know you have to change. And I think that's where that person was who sent me those six words wanting me to talk about this, the damage lying to yourself causes. Okay, I'm going to take a quick ad break and I'm going to be right back. Trying to find the perfect gift for someone special in your life, maybe for Mother's Day, but feeling overwhelmed? Finding a unique gift that they'll love, that's personal and that they won't already have, can be the ultimate challenge. That's why I'm so excited I've discovered Songfinch. It's an amazing, thoughtful gift, and it's easy and fun to make. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. I had Songfinch make me a song about my dad, which was a gift to myself. This was such a personal song for me, and I was a little skeptical the artist could capture the emotion I wanted. But during the process, they have you share some personal details about your relationship with the person you're creating the song for. Then a Songfinch musician of your choice, you get to pick based on samples they have, will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days. I love my song so much. I was so emotional when I listened to it. I had no changes. It's perfect. Whether your song is for Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, wedding, or anniversary, or even just a gift to show your loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in one of Songfinch's top artists. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/noise and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, my URL is songfinch.com/noise. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/noise. There's definitely been times in my life where my paycheck ran out before I got paid again, and I wish I could have accessed my next paycheck a few days before I was due to get it. Well, what if I told you that can happen with Earnin? Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You can use EarnIn for anything you need to, therapy visits, rent, or even extra self-help books. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Noise under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. Noise under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See EarnIn.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. All right. I also want to sort of shift gears, and I like to sort of link this topic, lying to yourself, with the expression of self-abandonment. Partly because you can Google it. And find lots of information about that. And self-abandonment can look a lot of different ways. I mean, it goes as far as codependence and those types of behaviors. But lying to yourself, I mean, is kind of its own little nuance. But to self-abandon means that we go against our own integrity when we stay in relationships that we know are bad for us, when we maybe talk badly about someone in order to try and connect with someone else, and we kind of feel like shit about it. People with poor boundaries are self-abandoning, and that's lying to yourself when you have poor boundaries, because you're basically saying to yourself, well, this other person's comfort or needs are more important than mine. Therefore, I'm not going to set this boundary. So, I like to talk about solutions. So I think maybe if you want to dig deeper into this for yourself, the first part, again, decide that you are going to be compassionate with yourself about it. Decide that you are going to be kind as you dig a little bit deeper into this topic. Period. Do not skip that part. And then the second is make a list of any ways that you are currently or have previously self-abandoned, walked away from your own integrity, lied to yourself, tried your hardest to believe those lies. And it might be a good idea for you to, make that list and kind of divide the page into columns, and where on the left, far left-hand side, you make this list of the times that you have done that. And then in the next column, think about what you were getting out of it at the time. What benefit was happening that allowed you to continue to lie to yourself? This is part of, not only acceptance, but having compassion for yourself. And then maybe in the next column, you write out what actually the truth is of it. And then in the next column, it might be, what benefit would you get out of telling the truth? So I'll give you an example. I'll kind of walk you through an example. Well, we can use my drinking as an example. So the lie I told myself was that I could keep drinking and everything would be fine. So the benefit I was getting out of that was that I didn't have to quit drinking, which was definitely my preference at the time. I was scared to quit drinking. I was scared to even imagine my life without alcohol. The real truth that I knew in my gut, which I'm going to get to in just a second here, that I would put in that third column, was that my life would be better if I at least tried sobriety and recovery. The truth also was that I knew absolutely without a doubt where my life was headed if I quit drinking, and I didn't like it. So what I would get out of that in that fourth column was the possibility of a really great, clear-headed life, the possibility of a whole new community in recovery, the possibility of a sober life, which, I hadn't ever heard of anybody regretting that they got sober, so probably was only a good thing if I were to try it. And of course, it's nuanced and a little complicated, and there's like shame involved and all of these sort of layers, which is probably the the case with many of you. But I just wanted to sort of break it down and show you what it might look like. Something interesting, I came across an article by someone named Arthur C. Brooks. And in this article, they said, research shows that self-deception is associated with an inability to see our own flaws, which makes self-improvement harder. Refusing to admit that I'm a bit neurotic might make me feel better in the moment, but it also discourages me from undertaking efforts to change for the long-term good of myself and those around me. And I love that quote because what they are pointing to is the short-term gain and benefit that we have of refusing to admit difficult things about ourselves. You know, for me, it was refusing to admit that I probably had a problem with drinking, which gets in the way of the efforts to change, which most likely will have long-term benefits, long-term good of myself and those around me, as this person says. And, you know, we like that. We like the short-term gain. I just want to grab what's right in front of my face, please. I don't trust that this thing way out here feels a little, you know, far away, and I don't trust it. I don't trust this long-term good goal that you speak of. So it's just something to think about. And the last thing I want to mention in terms of lying to ourselves and self-abandoning, I think much of it comes down to our intuition. And going back to the person's original question, you know, the damage that it causes us, I feel like this points to it. Because when we are self-abandoning, when we are lying to ourselves, we are distrusting our intuition. Because the only way that you know that it's a lie is because you know that it's a truth. There's a truth in there that you have dismissed. And that truth has most likely come from your intuition. And it might have come from past experience, patterns that you've seen in your life. But I'm going to go ahead out on a limb here and assume that a lot of that has to do with your intuition, your inner wisdom, speaking to you, tapping you on the shoulder, looking out for you and trying to steer you in the direction that you were meant to go, that your best, most highest self was meant to go. And we ignore it. We bypass it. We put our hand over its mouth and tell us, not now. I'm not ready to hear you. I'm not ready to take action on what you're pointing at. I'm just not ready. And that's okay. Like, I think we go through life. I'm looking at art to fill up my arm. I've started a sleeve on my right arm. And for me, I want my tattoos to be meaningful to me. And I know that some people, I'm not here to argue with you if you don't. I'm decorating my body to remind myself of different phases of my life and things that are important to me. And I'm looking at getting a snake tattoo that is shedding its skin. I'm like, how do I make that pretty? Anyway, I think this is part of it. I think that we have to shed parts of ourselves throughout our life. And this is an important caveat. It's important to love that sleeve of skin that you've shed. That sleeve of skin that you're leaving behind that is no longer you. It's no longer your identity. It's no longer the kind of person that you want to be anymore. It's no longer the person who makes X, Y, and Z decisions, ignores your intuition, whatever it is. It's part of life, and you can't be at war with those parts of you. As humans, I think that if we shit on our former selves, this skin that we have shed, it doesn't serve us. The more you can love that part of yourself, the better off you'll be in the next phase of your life, in the next phase of your life. Because I'll tell you something, the more compassion I have for the former selves of me that were scared, that have abandonment terror, still happening, that didn't know what was best for me, that was, I mean, The more love I have for her, the better off I feel about myself, the better I listen to my intuition, the more powerful I feel, the more trust I have in myself, the more compassion I have for other people, so much more compassion for other people. So much more allowing people to have the experience that they're going to have without me having a lot of feelings about it. So yes, it causes some damage when we lie to ourselves, but you have the power to repair it. You have the power in the actions and behaviors and thoughts and beliefs that you have going forward. You have the power to repair it in the love that you have for yourself, the compassion, the self-kindness, the self-trust, the way at which you keep walking forward with strength and perseverance, and just so much tender love for yourself. One of the things that's helped me so much when I think about the own issues that I have with different family members, I'll start there. I think about them as a child, just trying to get their own needs met from their own parents and caregivers, and how scared they probably were at times, and that those times are what have shaped them to make the behaviors and or make the decisions and have the behaviors that they have now. I can't be mad at that person. And I can set boundaries and not be a doormat to some of their behaviors that are not okay with me. But I can't like hate them or fault them. It moves when I imagine that them as a child, it moves me to have a lot of compassion and understanding for them and to like let go of the chokehold that I have on how I want a situation to go, how I want them to behave for the benefit of me. It allows me to start to let go of that. I'm not perfect at it, but it definitely puts me in that mindset. And then I do that with myself. I think about myself as a child, as a teenager, scared, confused, unwise. Baby deer legs, baby deer emotional legs in my life, just trying to wobble and hobble through life. I can't be mad at myself for the decisions that I made. I just want to go back in time and hug that version of me. So I think you can tell the theme of this whole episode has been about self-compassion. And to kind of sum it up, do the exercise that I talked about, and also damage in terms of this conversation, it can be repaired. I think it's John Gottman that talks a lot about the repair when he talks about relationships and how important that is. You can repair the relationship that you have with yourself in terms of when you have lied to yourself, when you have self-abandoned, and it starts with lots and lots of compassion. Thank you for being here with me today. And I'm just so grateful for you. I think especially when I have these solo episodes where it's just me and the microphone and you listening, I still get DMs. And I love when you guys send me these DMs where you share on Instagram stories the episode and then send me a DM and say, I feel like you wrote this just for me. And you know what I always say? And I mean it. I did. I wrote it just for you, and I hope that it's helpful. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, it's our life's journey to make ourselves better humans and our life's responsibility to make the world a better place. Bye for now. Hey, did you know there's free secret podcast episodes waiting for you that are not part of my regular podcast feed? Yes, AndreaOwen.com/free, and you just sign up. You get a link sent to you. It's very secret. It's like a secret club. We don't have a secret handshake. Don't worry about that. But it's these motivating podcast episodes that I made for you. They're under 20 minutes each. There's three of them. They're for wherever you are in your life. So head on over there and grab them. They range from really supporting you and seeing you where you are and being compassionate, all the way to giving you a giant kick in your ass and telling you how amazing and gorgeous and phenomenal you are. So AndreaOwen.com/free and get your hands on that free podcast feed.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unstick it.